The State Environmental Epidemiology Program looked at all reportable cancers in South Davis County from the years 1976 through 2011. The study did not find any cancer associated with environmental exposures to be elevated in comparison to state rates. But epidemiologist Dr. Alan Nakashima says the study is limited.
We don't want to over-reassure people because we don't know. Is there a zero risk? I can't say that, of course. But on the other hand, is it that different from other areas? No. So, you know, I think that's all that we can say with this.
Nakashima says the study does not test exposure to pollutants for those who do have cancer. It also cannot account for latency, cancers that may appear years after exposure. The analysis did uncover some elevated numbers in the area for colon and prostate cancers, melanoma, bone and joint cancer, breast cancer, and anal cancer among women. But the study's author says none of these are typically attributable to environmental exposures and would have to be studied again in a few years to determine if there are any cancer clusters. Dr. Nakashima says it was meant to be an initial screening study.
What we use these types of studies for is to give us an indication that, yeah, we need to actually follow up with another more expensive, detailed study. But we really didn't have evidence to do that from this.
The Department of Health is testing soil samples in nearby areas for the hazardous chemical dioxin and also analyzing birth outcome data. The results of those studies are expected in the spring, but health officials say preliminary data suggests there will not be any alarming results. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.